My name is Dan Becker, and at this time, I've written nearly 100 different stories about spiritual journeys that I've been on. And of these spiritual journeys, there's a few that stick out as having had the most impact on my life, who I am, and the person that I became. Searching for saints was one of those spiritual journeys. It was a journey into the greatest saints in history. I was working on a dementia floor at the VA hospital in St. Cloud, Minnesota, where these veterans were dying, primarily World War II veterans, from their illness. There's a couple stories that really stick out in my mind from that experience. One time I was working there in the evening and I was alone by myself on a side because they thought these guys would be asleep, but some of them were still awake. And so the nurses and that were on the other side. And I looked into a room, this guy, he was dying. He hadn't been there very long, but he was short on breath, and he knew he was dying. And he was scared. He was real scared. I walked up to him, and I put my head right down by his ear, and I said, "You took care of our country at a time when we needed you the most. And now it's our turn to take care of you. And that's exactly what I'm going to do." Another time I'd been working there again on that same side by myself. They thought that these guys would be asleep. There'd been this magazine that was floating around all day. And on the front of the magazine it said, "America's Top 10 National Treasures." It was a magazine about probably 10 locations in the United States of America that we consider to be our national treasures. And every time I went looking for it, it wasn't there. So it just kept floating around between these guys. Well, it got to be late at night, and they were just tearing it up. I was there by myself, and they had the beds out into the hallway, and the guy was peeing on the floor, and all kinds of crazy stuff was happening. And the nurse came over from the other side. She looked at the mess, and she said, "Oh, no, no, no. Knights is coming in here soon, and you got to get this mess cleaned up. I am not taking the blame for this." Well, these guys kind of froze. I don't think they really liked her. Maybe they were afraid of her, too. But I put this song on the music box that was behind me, behind the counter. But it was loud enough so they could all hear it. It was a patriotic song, and they all froze. They just froze. They stopped. All these dementia, these guys, World War II veterans that had been tearing it up all day, just all stopped. They froze. And one guy saluted, and he put his hand up, and a couple other ones saluted. And I looked at these guys, and at the end of the song, I stepped out in front of them. I put my hand up, and I saluted them. And I said, "I don't need any magazine to tell me what America's top 10 national treasures are. I'm looking at them right now."